Last week, you may have heard me talk about Tim Iman. We had gotten an email, everybody in the media had gotten an email from Tim about, the headline was, "The government's brutal six-year persecution of me and my family has resulted in bankruptcy and divorce." And we reached out to Tim. He was not able to come on with us that day, but he is today. Tim Iman joins us. Hey, Tim, good to talk to you.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks.
I hear that you heard my comments about you the day that email went out.
That's correct.
Okay. Let me get into that a little bit, because I know you have some other things you want to talk about and things that I support, like $30 tabs. Mm-hmm. But, the email you sent out, first of all, it's bankruptcy and divorce. There's a lot of really personal stuff you were sharing there, and you made it sound like Bob Ferguson, the attorney general, is on a vindictive campaign against you, and that has torn apart your family and torn apart your personal finances. Is that what you're telling us?
Absolutely. And the one thing I'd want to clarify is that I send out emails to all of our supporters all the time.
Right.
And I always CC the media whenever something goes out. And whenever I communicate with our supporters, and there's like 30 or 40,000 of them on our list, every one of them is getting the same thing. And I just wanted to be honest with them, let them know what was going on, let them be the first ones to hear it, and basically not have to talk about it after you send that thing out. But here it is a week later, and so we'll talk about it. But that's what the scoop was. It wasn't like a press release. It was
right.
More of a communication to supporters, but I wanted the media to see it as well.
Okay, and I'll tell you what I said on the air, and I know you heard it.
Mm-hmm.
I said that I find you exasperating because you're really good at getting publicity, and I've supported, I think, more than half of your initiatives, but I don't blindly support them, and I've not supported all of them, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always given you a platform, and yet you are often in the news for, personal reasons, but all the personal stuff is connected to you being this, tax protester, and now what you say is Bob Ferguson's, vendetta against you. And it's challenging for me to give you a platform when you want to come on to talk about $30 tabs, but when you're in the news for bankruptcy and divorce, you didn't want to come on. And, I know you get the media really well, but I assume you understand why that's somewhat exasperating for someone like me who, has pretty consistently given you a platform over the years.
Well, absolutely. And whenever it comes to our $30 tabs initiative or blocking them from having a chance to get their big pay raises and all the things that I'm involved with, even my legal defense fund with Bob Ferguson, absolutely. I want lots of publicity and I want to go on the radio and talk about it. Talking about bankruptcy, divorce, and all these personal issues isn't necessarily something that I want to have a whole lot of publicity about. But nonetheless, I think it was important for everyone to know what was going on so they'd hear it from me first. And, I just think it was really important for that level of, transparency with our supporters just to let them know what's going on. I think a lot of people thought there was some kind of whorish detail to it. Why are you getting into all these personal things? But,
right.
I tried to draw the line as best I could to not get into absolutely everything, but to let people know that bankruptcy has huge implications, and certainly divorce does as well, and it all is 100% related to the six-year persecution of me and my family by the Attorney General.
Okay, and the day I said I was exasperated with you, I think you probably also heard me say that I can certainly picture Bob Ferguson going after you because of what you support and who you are, because I think Bob Ferguson's a very dangerous politician. I think he's maybe the most dangerous that we've had in our region because he uses the AG's office as a weapon against the people who do not agree with him ideologically, and he's a protection racket for groups like Sound Transit and others that he thinks he's going to need to climb the ladder. So explain why Bob Ferguson, why you, and back up that Bob Ferguson, his persecution of you has torn apart your family like this.
Well, I think it's really important for people to understand that having a six-year government investigation or prosecution is kind of unusual. I mean, that's not the norm. It has gone on and on and on. And what the boiling point was for me, which took me into bankruptcy, was the fact that the Attorney General saw that there was going to be a hearing on the adjudication of the case in November. And discovery, which is where you basically ask for everything that you ever wanted, plus stuff that's not even remotely relevant to a case, you can really drive up somebody's legal costs. And I had been cranking out legal expenses close to about $80,000 per month leading up to this thing. But nonetheless, I was on track to be able to handle it. But he decided to pile on and ask the court for a three-month extension. And my lawyer said, if you do that, we're going to lose this November court date. And the judge granted the extension anyway, and the case was then extended to January of 2020. So it would be an eight-year process. And I subsequently learned that the AG's office was spending about $100,000 per month doing the prosecution. They had literally bankrupted their own government agency doing this one case and only this one case. And I just want to highlight the fact this is unusual. Usually an attorney general has multiple cases that they spend money on. He spent all the money just on this one. And he succeeded in getting me to file bankruptcy because there's no way that I could possibly be able to afford this level of intense litigation and exploration and full-on, you know, attack and be able to keep up while he's got taxpayers paying his lawyers, where I had to essentially use my own resources and privately fundraise for a legal defense fund to pay for mine.
And I want to clarify, because it's just one of my pet peeves. You said he has literally bankrupted his own agency. They're not bankrupt. I mean, they have an unlimited source of funds because of tax.
They went $1 million over their budget of what was allowed to be able to be spent this year, and they're going to the next legislative session saying, we overspent our budget close to $1 million. So I would say that's bankrupt, but it's the same argument that is Jay Inslee spending, what is it, $400,000 over his travel budget, traveling the nation running for president. It's the same idea.
Okay. Bob Ferguson has...
Fair point. He didn't bankrupt the government. He only overspent by close to $1 million.
Okay, Bob Ferguson says that the reason for all of this is that you have not turned over all the documents and bank records and everything else that they've been demanding of you.
And it's not true. So we turned it all over, did throughout the process. But unfortunately, when you're dealing with an attorney general that keeps moving the goalposts, asking for information, you turn it over. He said, that's not enough. I want even more. It's just a constant effort to keep up with it. Just to give one example, we ended up having like 1 million documents on my computer. My lawyer said, we just can't turn over 1 million documents to the attorney general's office. We have to review all those before they get turned over to see if they're relevant to the case. That alone ended up causing huge delays. But in the midst of trying to keep up with those requests, the AG's office hit my lawyers with 51 different motions in about a two-month period of time. One of those was a question of whether or not I was truly married to my wife or not, and we had to battle over that one as one of 51 motions going on at the same time. The judge didn't care that they were overwhelmed. That's what lawyers do, but the reality was that escalation caused my cost to go through the roof, ended up reaching the point where I just couldn't keep up anymore, and so I eventually went with bankruptcy, because you just can't keep up with an entity that has an unlimited supply of money. Even when they overspend, they don't really care.
And like
at
I
the
said,
end of the day, it was just too much.
I can picture Bob Ferguson trying to destroy somebody who wants to cut off their lifeblood of money to the state. So I can get that. Hey, Tim, hold on. I want to get into more of this with you. Tim Iman is with us. He is telling us that his political activism has cost him a bankruptcy and now divorce. And we will continue the conversation with Tim Iman in just a moment as the Dory Monson Show rolls on. All right, continuing our conversation with Tim Iman. And last week, Tim sent out an email that said, because of AG Bob Ferguson's vendetta against him because of his anti-tax activism, that he has filed for bankruptcy, Tim has, and for divorce. And when you wouldn't come on last week with me, Tim, I said you were exasperating. The other thing I said, Tim, is you have so many haters. You have so many. I mean, you have become, for you know, a generation of politicians, anytime there's any funding shortfall, they say it's Tim Iman's fault, even though all you do is give the voters the option to say no to stuff. And I understand that. When you have so many people who love to hate you, why put the divorce info out there? Why give your haters some, you know, this cudgel that they can use to smack you over the head?
I think, again, it's important to tell everybody the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And the reality is, what really broke me wasn't just the financial side, was that he wasn't satisfied just going after me. He decided to go after my wife and drag her into depositions and interrogations, and it was leading up to this. This had been going on for a long, long, long period of time. And my wife is a very private person. She has serious health challenges, and I was doing everything I could to try and protect her from this. But nonetheless, just the intense pressure and the intense stress and strain of the entire thing built up to the point where it caused us to go in this new direction. It's not a good, positive thing, but I'd rather get it all out all at once rather than 3 months later, people reading about it in the, you know, Snohomish County courthouse, that there was this file of dissolution of marriage.
And
so
it's not like
I'm happy about it. It's not like it's something I'm bragging about, but I think it's important to get the facts out as soon as you can. And bankruptcy and divorce are both married together in the sense that they're all the impetus for both of them was this jihad.
Where are you at in the $30 tabs thing right now?
Rocking and rolling. We are literally 20 days left. And throughout this nightmare, the only thing that has kept me kind of going was at least that I was doing something productive. So my wife and I ended up loaning the campaign $500,000 when we sold off our retirement fund. And we loaned the campaign that money. We are literally 94% of the way there to collecting enough signatures to qualify for the ballot. We have 20 days left. We encourage people to go to 30tabs.com. That's 30tabs.com. Go there. You can sign up online. And if you want petitions, we can certainly still mail you those. But 20 days,
okay.
January 3rd, we're going to be turning in signatures, and we want to make sure we turn in enough to qualify this thing for the ballot. And it is delicious satisfaction that despite everything in the kitchen sink getting thrown at us, to be able to qualify an initiative under this kind of siege is going to be nothing but a miraculous accomplishment if we can actually pull it off.
Okay, we have just moments left, but what's this event you got tonight?
It's really interesting. These same politicians, whether it's Inslee, whether it's Ferguson, are up for about 20% pay raises from this regular citizen salary commission, which is a complete joke. And it's totally rigged. One of the board members is the husband of a state Supreme Court justice that would get the raises that they're proposing. We have a website called givethemnothing.com. Givethemnothing.com. It is going to be a referendum on overturning whatever pay raises they get. Inslee would have to suffer through it $354,000 over the next 2 years if he doesn't get a pay raise while he runs for president. Bob Ferguson, while he's suing Trump and all these other people, is going to have to suffer on a paltry $320,000 over the next 2 years. Our position is they knew their salary when they ran. They don't deserve a raise. And so we encourage people to go to givethemnothing.com, sign up online, and you can help us make sure that we veto any tax, any pay raises, any bonuses that these guys get moving forward. And tonight is a public hearing down in Vancouver, Washington, that I'm driving to, where I'll testify. I went to the one in Spokane. It was a joke. I was the only citizen to testify. The only way people are ever going to be able to hear about this is to go to givethemnothing.com and overturn whatever pay raises these guys end up coming up with.
Hey, Tim, I truly only have a few seconds left, but I got to ask you. So you've spent pretty much your whole life fighting for these initiatives and trying to reduce the money flow. And you say you've been the target of a jihad by Bob Ferguson. You tell us this costs your marriage and bankruptcy. And I heard the emotion in your voice. Is it worth it? I mean, to go up against the government as you have, when you take stock in full of your life, has that been worth it with the toll that you tell me it's taken on you?
It's insane, but I think I've chosen a life of a political activist, and really nothing gives me greater satisfaction than doing it. But I got to be honest with you. One of the motivating factors of continuing is that's exactly what Bob Ferguson wants, is to stop it, is to shut it down. His lawsuit wasn't about getting me to pay a fine. He has in the lawsuit a lifetime ban on all future political activity. And if I succumb to that and basically roll over for that, who's next? It's going to be Dory Monson next. It's going to be John Carlson next. It's going to be Jason Rantz next. Anybody that opposes the government, if they can shut down one of us, they can shut down all of us. And is it worth it? That's impossible to answer. Tremendous sacrifices in doing it. But at the end of the day, it's the life I've chosen. And I think, you know, I don't want to sound too melodramatic, but I really think this is my role in this world, is to do this stuff. And I can't give that up.
I got you. Okay. Hey, I appreciate the honest conversation about all of this, Tim.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks a lot. And tonight at Vancouver, there are Hilton down there. If anybody's okay down in Vancouver, join me between 6 and 8 p.m., and we'll tell them that we don't think these guys deserve any raises.
All right. Give them nothing.com. Got it. All right, Tim Iman, appreciate it, Tim. Thanks for coming on with me. I'd love to hear your thoughts on all of this. The Online Trading Academy text line is 98973. That's 98973. And we have the Fastest 15 coming up next on the Dory Monson Show.